welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. What's going on, everyone? How's it going today? Today, we're going to be speaking about how to build a winning team by crushing it with effective job interviews. This is one of the most, I'm going to say this a lot. I always say it's one of the most important things. I guess it's all important. It's a very important part about building a business because interviewing the right person is going to bring the right talent in. If you don't bring the right talent in, well, first of all, you're going to have to fire them, which sucks, but also the incorrect talent can really jeopardize your business, especially when you're starting out. So finding the right talent is absolutely key. Now, today we're going to talk about the reason why company culture is so important when it comes to hiring, how to prepare, how to craft killer interview questions, how to read between the lines when it comes to your candidates, and then the follow-up process. So everything around hiring. Now, before we go into it, please share this podcast with somebody who'd find it useful. Building a business is difficult. It doesn't have to be. Everything that that person is trying to figure out has already been figured out by someone else. So hopefully this podcast can help them level up their business and they can learn a little bit that will reduce some of the stress. So let's jump right into it. Let's first go into the crucial role of company culture in hiring. So let's be candid. Hiring the right people for your team is more critical than ever. Building a strong and cohesive team with a shared vision can be the difference between success and failure. Now, one key factor that plays a pivotal role in finding the right candidate is company culture. So I want to explore company culture and why it matters. And really, it's because company culture is the DNA of your organization. And what is it? Well, it's the collection of beliefs and values and behaviors that define how your team works together and interacts with customers, stakeholders, and the community. So a strong company culture not only attracts top talent, but it also fosters employee engagement, satisfaction, and loyalty. When employees feel connected to their organization's culture, they're more likely to be productive, innovative, and committed to its success. Now, when you're hiring new team members, it's essential to assess how well they fit within your company culture. Candidates with the right skills and experience might look great on paper, but if they do not align with your organization's values or if they do not augment them, they may struggle to adapt and contribute effectively. So here are some tips to help you identify candidates with the right cultural fit. Communicate your company culture. Just put it out there. Make sure your job postings, your website, everything reflects your organization's values and culture. This helps you attract the right candidates who resonate with your mission and your vision. Include culture-based questions in the interview. During the interview process, ask open-ended questions that reveal someone's values and how they approach work. For example, you might ask about their preferred work environment or even how they've contributed to a positive culture in the past. Assess behavioral traits. So look for candidates who demonstrate traits that align with your company culture, such as adaptability, collaboration, and innovation. Observe how they interact with others during the interview process, whether they ask questions about your organization's culture and values, and involve your team in the hiring process so your current employees can provide tons of valuable insight into whether a candidate would be a good cultural fit. Include them in the interview process. This helps you ensure that new hires blend seamlessly into your team. See, building a strong company culture is crucial for long-term success in today's super, super competitive business landscape. So when you prioritize cultural fit during the hiring process, you create a team of talented, dedicated, aligned individuals who share your organization's values and work together to achieve its goals. Don't underestimate the company culture and the power of culture when it comes to building your team. Now, we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of it. So first step in a great interview after you've figured out culture is mastering the art of preparation for true effective job interviews. So again, hiring the right people is essential for building a successful team. The job interview is a critical step in the hiring process, and being well prepared makes all the difference when you're finding the right candidate. A well-prepared interviewer is better equipped to assess candidates' suitability for a role and make smart, informed decisions. Adequate prep not only demonstrates professionalism and respect for the candidate's time, but also helps you ask insightful questions, evaluate responses effectively, and make the best hiring decisions. So here's how you prep. 1. Research the candidate's background. Before the interview, review the resume, cover letter, any other material. Make note of their work experience, education, achievements to have a clear understanding of their qualifications. This sounds basic, but please, don't just ignore this. A lot of people gloss over this and they just jump into the interview with just the resume, no research. This helps you tailor your questions to the candidate's background and it ensures a more productive conversation. Second point, tailor questions to the specific role. So you create a list of questions that directly relate to the role's requirements and responsibilities. This includes asking about the candidate's experience with specific tools or software, their ability to handle a very specific task that only that role would know how to do, their approach to problem solving in the context of that job. By focusing on the role's needs, you can gain a better understanding of how well the candidates perform in that position. Third step, create a comfortable interview environment. So the interview setting can significantly impact someone's performance. So you want the interview space to be clean, quiet, well lit. Make the candidate feel welcome. Offer a beverage. Engage in small talk. A comfortable environment helps the candidate relax and be more open, providing you with a clearer view of their true potential. And always address personal biases. So it's essential for you to be aware of your personal biases and ensure they don't influence the evaluation of the candidate. So focus on the candidate's qualifications, skills, fit for the role, rather than factors unrelated to job performance. When you implement a structured interview process and you use objective evaluation criteria, it can really help you mitigate the impact of your own biases, and everyone has them. So just summarize this point, effective job interviews, we know they're crucial for identifying the best candidates. Invest the time and effort into prep. You create a more efficient and productive interview experience. You research the candidate's background, tailor questions to the role, create a comfortable environment, and address the biases. These are the best steps so that you can actually make the right hiring decision. Now, let's talk about interview questions. Remember, the success of any job interview hinges on the quality of the questions that you ask. So to truly assess a candidate's fit for the role, you need to go beyond the resume and uncover their skills, thought processes, and potential. The first thing you have to do when you're going beyond the resume is just understand that the resume is just a snapshot of a candidate's qualifications, but it doesn't reveal their personality, their work style, how they handle challenges. When you want to gain a deeper understanding of a candidate's potential, you need to ask open-ended, thought-provoking questions. These questions encourage candidates to think critically, share their experience, and demonstrate their problem-solving abilities. Here's a few interview question style. So first, open-ended questions. So these questions require the candidate to provide more than a simple yes or no answer. So they encourage candidates to share their thought process, experiences, and insights. A few examples include, can you tell me more about a time when you faced a challenge at work? How did you overcome it? What motivated you to succeed in the role? The second kind of interview question is a behavioral question. So behavioral questions focus on past experiences and actions as a way to predict future performance. They can help you assess a candidate's ability to handle specific situations or tasks relevant to the role. So a few examples would be, describe a situation in which you had to manage a difficult team member. How did you handle it? Or can you share an example of a project where you had to meet tight deadlines and manage competing priorities? Future-oriented questions. These questions are trying to gauge a candidate's growth potential, aspirations, how they envision their future and the role of the company. A few examples could include, where do you see yourself in 5 years? How does this role fit into your long-term career goals? Or if you were hired for this position, what would your top priority be in 3 months? And lastly, just some tips for crafting some really awesome interview questions. Be specific, so avoid generic or vague questions. Open-ended does not mean generic or vague. So ask questions that directly relate to the role's requirements, responsibilities, or the candidate's future potential or past experiences. Try not to ask questions that don't have any place in an interview. It just confuses, and honestly, there's no time or energy for it, and it's not relevant. Encourage storytelling. So frame your questions in a way that encourages candidates to share stories and examples from their experiences. Now, this can provide tons of valuable insight into their skill sets, their abilities. allow for flexibility. So some candidates may respond better to certain types of questions. So be prepared to adapt your questioning style as needed to elicit the best responses. And then lastly, listen actively. Pay attention to what the candidate's saying. Ask follow-up questions to clarify or dig deeper. Not only is it a respectful thing to do, it helps you uncover additional insights and it helps you make a better educated decision. Again, interview questions are essential for uncovering the true potential of your candidates. When you focus on open-ended, behavioral, or future-oriented questions, you can gain a deeper understanding of somebody's skills, thought processes, and growth potential. Remember, the ability to ask the right questions is one of the most important hiring skills. Now, after you've mastered the art of asking great questions, it's time to read between the lines and understand some of the hidden clues that you're going to pick up on when you're conducting these job interviews. So when you are actually interviewing somebody, you have to pay attention to more than just the candidate's words. Nonverbal cues, subtle signals, they offer tons of insight into personality, enthusiasm, and potential fit in your company. How do you assess nonverbal cues? Well, nonverbal cues can signify emotion, confidence, engagement. A few things you should start to look for and watch for when you're interviewing: body language. So a candidate's posture, gestures, facial expression can reveal tons about their comfort, their confidence. For example, somebody slouching or fidgeting may indicate nervousness, while maintaining eye contact and leaning slightly forward can signal engagement and interest. The tone of voice. So pay attention to the candidate's tone of voice as it conveys their enthusiasm, their sincerity, their confidence. A monotone voice may suggest a lack of energy, while an upbeat and expressive tone can demonstrate passion and excitement. And lastly, eye contact. Consistent eye contact can indicate honesty and confidence, while frequent eye movement and avoidance may signal discomfort or lack of focus. And remember, these are not hard and fast rules, but these are good things to start to look for. There's always going to be people that are incredibly passionate but are monotone, or don't give eye contact but are very comfortable and very focused. Now, it's just a matter of understanding and learning people, right? And lastly, gauging passion, enthusiasm, and energy level. So a candidate's passion and energy level can be a strong indicator for their potential fit in your company. So to assess these types of factors, ask about their interests. Encourage candidates to share their passions and interests outside work. This can provide a ton of insight into their motivation, their drive, their work-life balance. If they are passionate about something in their life, they can be passionate about what they're doing in your company. It's your job to align their passion with your organization in some way, shape, or form. It could be through a career advancement. It could be through how much money they want to make, whatever it is, the actual work they're doing. But if they have passion for something, it can be translated into passion for something that helps your company. Listen for enthusiasm. So that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.